it was supposed to be a creature. Therefore, as a creature, you got away with it. But if you want to get into someone's eyes, and Chiklis's eyes are there at all time, his expression, as a matter of fact, when you look at it, you say it's Michael Chiklis. And that's worth a lot. And I love the fact that Tim, the one thing right away in his head was, I have to keep him human. And for us, we've done creatures in CGI, and it carries risks.
Well, it's Michael Chiklis under 60 pounds of latex, I gather.
Yeah.
Which must have been a rough time for him.
He went through it. I mean, we pretty much threw that one. That was a big book that we threw at him that I don't know if he really fully understood what he was getting into when he first said yes to this. But
well, how early did he have to show up to have that? That makeup put on him every day.
Well, I think the first time we put it on him, it took us about 4.5 hours, 5 hours, but we got it down to about 1 hour and 45 minutes, a little under 2 hours before we stopped shooting.
And actually, it was an incredible night because he started. It was the toughest time for him to put it on, but it was a very emotional night for him. It was the first time going to see his girl in the. And then we knew we got a movie.
knew we had a movie, exactly.
My guests are Tim Story, the director of Fantastic Four, and Avi Arad, producer of the film and also president and CEO of Marvel Studios. This is WNYC 93.9 AM 820. We are also online at WNYC.org. The film takes place in a kind of a mythical New York City, and there are a lot of New York settings, including a major scene on the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah. Now, I don't remember any of this happening on the Brooklyn Bridge, which is right below our studios.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we shot it live, actually.
Yeah. I saw it on the news and everything.